justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was sharpened in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O God. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Praise the Lord. I just sense the anointing of the Holy Ghost on that. I just got the first verse. You know, we know all these things go together, you know. And, you know, I just had the first verse, and some just said, read on a little bit longer. And if you had been, you know, for some of us that have been in here, look at this verse that's coming up here. Amen. Cast me not away from thine presence, O God. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy way, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Deliver me from blood guiltlessness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else I would give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a contrite heart. Amen. O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem, then thou shalt be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with the burnt offering and whole burnt offerings. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Everybody read that first part. Have mercy upon me, O God.
Have mercy upon me.
Let's say that again. Have
mercy
upon me,
O God,
according to thy loving kindness. Isn't that good?
Amen.
Now I want you to read something else real quick. Keep your finger right over there. In Psalm 51, I'm going to ask you where we were before, and you're going to tell me. You go right back to Psalm 51. Now go to Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Amen.
Who forgiveth all, somebody say all, of your iniquities, who healeth what?
All
of your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction. So that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Somebody say, praise the Lord. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment, and for all that are oppressed, he made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is what?
Merciful.
The Lord is what?
Merciful.
What is God?
Merciful.
You need to thank him for that.
Oh,
bless the Lord for his mercy. Amen. The Lord is merciful and gracious. And notice that word merciful is before grace.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. Everybody say mercy five times.
Mercy.
Say it again. We all want to talk about grace, thank God for grace. But we need to learn a little bit about God's mercy.
Yes.
If we want to be all that God wants us to be and have all that God wants us to have, we need to learn to flow in mercy so that we might be able to receive mercy. Difference between grace and mercy, you know, grace is, you know what grace is? Grace is when you get something you don't deserve it. Anybody had that happen?
Amen.
You don't deserve the good that God does for you most of the time, but you get it anyhow, right? Amen. But every once in a while, you deserve a knock upside your head.
Amen.
And you don't get that knock upside the head that you deserve. That's mercy.
Amen.
It's when the way that you live requires God to put something on you that's unbearable. Do you know that there's things in the, you know, there are things that you do, you reap whatever you sow, and most of the time we reap a bunch of junk. You know, and if we would spend half our time reaping all the junk that we sow out there, because believe me, most of the time you're throwing more junk out there than you're throwing out good. Most of the time your words are not uplifting. Oh, I'm your friend, and I say the same thing. Amen. Most of the time, today's people, we're thinking about ourselves, what we've got going. And with that, and when we put ourselves first, you know what's happening? We're sowing out all kind of flesh seeds. And all those flesh seeds are out there all over the place. And I tell you what, every once in a while, you're going to have to eat the fruits of your selfishness and poor decisions and all this mess. But thank God, amen. Most of the time you say, I'm so blessed. You think you were blessed because of the grace of God. No, you were blessed because of God's mercy, because you didn't get back half the junk you sowed out.
Amen.
How many of you know you're a trip? I'm a trip. I'm going to tell you that straight up. And if it wasn't for, I'm going to tell you what, I couldn't make it on God's grace alone. Somebody said, just by grace, I tell you what, he can keep doing good, but as much good as he does, I could do much stuff out there to mess stuff up. So many times we work against God's anointing in our life. We work against through disobedience and all these small things. You know, this life is a trip. What God requires us to do, you know what? We pull out stuff. We play all of our games of wonder. And then we think, well, I can do this forever, because we think it doesn't matter. It does matter. But thank God that his mercy is everlasting. Today you reap great mercy. You might, every once in a while we cry that we didn't get a bunch of stuff to come to us. I tell you what, you didn't get what you did deserve. We always want to think, you owe me this, you owe me that. Oh, I don't ever want to say that, amen? Because there are a lot of stuff that's owed to us that we need to let go, amen?
Hallelujah.
Say mercy.
Mercy.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
David said, renewing, listen, David knew his kind of lifestyle. He knew his stuff. He knew the way. He knew God. And he knew who he was. And he knew that his lifestyle or his attitude or his mindset or his actions kind of didn't match up to what God required. But he knew that for as messed up, distorted, amen, and hung up. See, many of us, we want to hide our junk. You know, we want to let everybody know how great we are, how wonderful we are, how deserving we are, like Pharisees. I don't do this, I don't do that. But that wasn't David's heart. David boasted in the mercy and grace of God. Amen. It doesn't matter how good you are. It matters how forgiving he is and how loving he is.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say mercy.
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 Mercy. See, there's repeated stuff. He said, listen, it says, listen, who forgiveth all. Somebody say, thank God for that.
Thank God for that.
We've got, some of us got repeated stuff. You know, you reap this stuff. You know, there are certain people, you know, they sell out this stuff and they just won't stop sowing this stuff. You know, we know that stuff is destructive and the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. But somehow, in our thick skull, we just keep sowing that stuff out there. Is it that God doesn't see? Is that the word of God isn't true? No, it's at mercy. Amen. God's mercy. And his grace and his provision gives you another day to get it right. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Psalm 103, I don't know why I got it in there, but I believe it's good. I wouldn't have wrote it in my Bible if it wasn't. I forgot why I wrote it in there. But I put in my Bible, it says in big letters, almost must have wrote it when I was in a good mood because it's real big. It says, a psalm of mercy. If you're here tonight, I want you to let you know, you might think, hey, I don't deserve this. You know, I don't deserve God's grace. I don't deserve his love. God's out to do me in. Amen. I want you to know God's mercy and his grace is greater than every single one of your faults, every single one of your weaknesses. Amen. Mercy will lead you to the throne of grace. Say it again. Mercy will lead you to the throne of grace. We expect people to come in overnight and, you know, and all of a sudden be perfect. We're not going to be perfect, but thank God he puts that stuff on. Amen. He puts supernatural mercy over our lives that'll hold us together until we can make it right. How do you pull on the mercy of God, the grace of God? You got to have the heart that David had. Amen. See, mercy, you don't pull mercy, you know, when you know you all messed up and that's just the way it is. You go, it's like that and that's the way it is. You know, that's not the attitude that pulls God's mercy.
Amen.
The attitude that pulls God's mercy is when we're true with ourselves. We're really trying to make it. Amen. We're trying to do what God wants us to do. Amen. I believe everybody needs to get to the point to where their sin finds them out. Amen. Or where their stupid decisions. Amen. Amen. They have to reap the consequences of stupid decisions. Get right to the point. I think that's a good thing sometimes. Because then you're able to experience the mercy and the grace of God. You can, even in the area of debt, there were certain times that we got out there, you know, we got out there so wild in certain things in this ministry, and I'm not just talking about in debt. We just got out there not hearing the Holy Ghost or not obeying the Holy Ghost like we should have. He say, do this. We say, we'll do it in our time. He say, go over here. We'll do it in our time. We went over and did our own stuff. Then before you know it, we're in total control. And isn't that a mess? And our decisions, amen, and our decisions and our mindsets got us to a place where we got to the point and said, uh-oh, harvest time. Harvest time, but we called on the mercy of God and the grace of God. Somebody say bailout. Many people want to call, you know, some of y'all need to learn the word bankruptcy. In the natural, they call for bankruptcy. We're talking about Jubilee. I tell you what, Jubilee is mercy.
Amen.
You can call for spiritual bankruptcy. Amen. And when you call for spiritual bankruptcy, that doesn't mean you just keep on going. You just keep on going. You just keep on going. No, it's a plan of restoration.
Amen.
Mercy holds us together in our pathway to restoration. Somebody say hallelujah. You don't always have to be messed up. I'm not making excuses for people to be messed up. You don't always have to be messed up. There is a way out of every circumstance. You're not going to die in the same mess you're in right now. It'll take some time to get out of some stuff, glory to God, but there is a plan. Somebody say plan. And that plan is called Mercy Hospital. Amen.
Amen.
You can go to Mercy Hospital and God will minister to you. And while he's ministering to you, amen, he'll walk you through those things. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all. Someone say, don't forget.
Don't forget.
His benefits.
His benefits.
And one of the benefits of knowing God is his mercy.
Amen.
So say, don't forget it.
Don't forget it.
Hallelujah. Let's go back. Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness and the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgression. For I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is ever before me. How many ever missed it? How many ever missed it? I don't know. Maybe I'm out there tonight. Amen. But God's trying to, you know, he's talking to us like, you know, on Sunday night, we talk about grieving the heart, you know, grieving the Spirit of God, grieving the grace of God, grieving the anointing of God. What do you do when you grieve the anointing of God? What do you do when you grieve the grace of God? Many times people think that just because my head's all strong, the anointing can't be grieved. You know what? Many times we get so thick-headed and so strong and so... You know, and you don't even know it on the inside. The Spirit of God could be grieved on your life.
Amen.
You can't sense the presence and the peaceful presence of the Holy Ghost in your life. Amen. When you wake up in the morning, you sense his presence. Amen. You can't make it about 2 hours without calling on him. You know what that is? That's called a grieved spirit. When you lose your sensitivity to the Spirit, amen. Notice he said, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. So often we grieve the Holy Ghost so much that we're not even excited about being saved anymore. Sometimes we forget we're saved until Sunday morning. And sometimes we even forget it then until somebody decides to preach on being saved. So say, restore. Notice that when you first got saved, you were conscious about the way you walked and what you said and what you did. You were excited about Jesus. You notice about that, amen. Well, sooner or later, we get to the point we grow up or supposedly grow up to where we get thick-headed and we lose all the simple joys of being saved. I tell you what, when you pull, if you want to restore the joy of your salvation, what are you going to need to restore the joy of salvation? What's going to give you back the joy of salvation? Grace? What's going to get it back to you? Because you already had it. God didn't take his joy from you. Amen. You gave it back. You amen. He didn't take it from you. It didn't run out. Amen. You gave it back. Amen. You replaced that joy which symbol with the cares of life. You may replace that joy with the cares of life. You may replace that joy with church activity. But God says you can have that. The only way to get the joy of salvation back, guess what it is? Somebody say, pull on.
The mercy
of God. Well, how do you get that joy? Well, what do you mean, pull on the mercy of God? Because, listen, you've sown things that cost you back in joy of salvation. You know, you've sown time away from the presence of God or away from the anointing of God, and all of a sudden you wonder why your spiritual life's cold and worn out and dry. Amen? You've practiced not going to church, and you wonder why it's so easy Sunday morning not to roll. Amen? So say it all starts with seeds. It all starts with seeds. People want to blame our condition, our spiritual condition. Amen. We want to blame our prayer life. We want to blame our faith level. We want to blame all this stuff on the devil. When most of the time, you know what it is? It's nothing but reaping what we sow. Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
God says his mercy is new every morning. Somebody say, glory to God. His mercy's new every morning, so that means it didn't get old. That means that daily. That daily, when that mercy came to us and that grace came for us, trying to pull us back a little bit, amen, we had to forsake that stuff, amen? But you know what? I'm not here to beat you up, tear you up. I'm here to tell you, amen, thank God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God you don't have to reap a poor prayer life, amen? Amen. You can call for the mercy of God and say, I want my joy back concerning my prayer life. Amen. You know, that confession might be messed up. You say, I got to have this poor confession for a while till I get it all back together. So I say, I can call for mercy even in the area of my faith. See, people think that, oh, I've been out, God's going to beat me up and I got to work my way back up the ladder again, cry for 6 weeks. No, you get on back into the house of God. Get back into the love of God. His mercy will put you right back as if nothing ever happened. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So say, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. It didn't take, you didn't have to work to get saved, did you? No. It was a free gift. When you first got saved, you had to learn about being happy. Did you have to learn about all this other stuff? No, all of that stuff just automatically happened. Amen. It was a gift. Somebody say, I've reaped some, somebody say, I'm a get mercy, it's going to restore my spirituality.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mercy going to restore my prosperity. Mercy is going to restore my peace of mind. See, so many times we're calling for grace, calling for grace, calling for grace, grace to work stuff out. When grace came, somebody said, no, you already had the grace, but you blew it. You need to have some supernatural Holy Ghost mercy.
Amen.
Some of you don't need more. You just need to learn what you already got.
Amen.
We want more joy, more money, more joy. Another room on the house. Amen. Longer hair. Amen. So you know what? That's what it is for some of us. You know, we just want to get out there. We want to get out there. And we think all more is going to make it better for us. Bigger is better. A bigger diamond ring. One that shines brighter. Many times if I had just had another relationship. Amen. I can just, you know, so say, more grace. Thinking that'll make things better. The kindness and the mercy. Love of God leads men to repentance. Money's only an amplifier of what you are. Anybody seen trailer park people with money? They still can't get teeth. Amen. Same thing. There are certain things, you know what, more, just because we preach a prosperity, God wants you blessed from the top of your head down to the soles of your feet. Amen. But blessing comes with prosperity of the soul.
Yes.
Until you learn who you are and start to pull on that mercy. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Many times, you know, we're delivered from the devil. Most of the stuff's going to happen in your life. I tell you what, some of the most traumatic things that are going to happen in your life in the future, it ain't going to be the result of the devil. It's going to be the result of you making wrong decisions, wrong choices. Amen. Being so prideful, you can't realize those things. Amen. And so arrogant that you'll never call on the mercy of God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But God can fix it. It says, wash me. Somebody say, wash me.
Wash me.
Say it again, wash me.
Wash me.
Say it again, wash me.
Wash me.
Hallelujah. And someone says, well, what if I did something that's completely messed up? Mercy triumphs over judgment.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If God had a choice, you know, if you cut somebody's head off, and I tell you what, if there was a little pin, little thing that they used to measure things real quick, I tell you what, God is heavy on the mercy side than on the judgment side. Somebody say mercy. Triumphs over judgment, whether you realize it or not. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you are. I tell you what, God is more willing to throw out his mercy and compassion on you than he is to judge you. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's the word of God. When you get there, listen, this is what happens. True mercy will start to happen in our life when we start to acknowledge our transgression and our sin is ever before us. And I'm not just talking about actions. I'm talking about mindsets. You might not be out there popping pills and drinking up a storm up under a bridge someplace, but you're probably far from what God desires you to be. You know, when you're not walking in all that God wants you to walk in, amen, that's sin. Sin is missing God's best for your life. Amen. You could be wasting your time. You can be less than what God desires you to be. Amen. Living beyond the call of God on your life. Amen. Living a lower standard, what God calls you. You know what? That's just a sin. It's a sin to waste something good that God gave you. It's a sin to waste life. All of you have a gift and all of you have potential. Amen. When you hear the Holy Ghost, amen, he's going to cause you to start to walk in that anointing and walk in that grace so that you could be everything you want to be.
Amen.
Sin destroys who you really are. But we've got to get to the point to where we can acknowledge our transgression, know where you're missing it. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Amen.
I tell you what, a person that really knows where they're going knows where not to go.
Amen.
Amen. I don't trust anybody that doesn't know their sin. Anybody that doesn't know their shortcomings, don't know their sins, amen, don't know their weaknesses, I tell you what, that's a trip. Run. Get to the point to where you know your weakness. Amen?
Amen.
To where you know what thorn you may have in your side or whatever else it is. We're not in heaven yet. Everybody's got some stuff.
Amen.
Somebody say praise God.
Praise God.
You don't think you are. Amen? Some people want to throw some stones to this woman. And Jesus said, he who is without sin cast the first stone. Somebody say praise the Lord. Some of y'all, some people today, some of these saints we know today, I mean, they would have been throwing rocks. I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is ever before me. Then it got to the point, I tell you what, when you get to this point to where you realize, see, so many people are more concerned about their sin and what other people would say about their sin. Amen. I can't let this, you know, I don't want nobody to think negatively about me. I don't want to, you know, I'm more concerned about my reputation. Amen. You'll never get delivered when you're trying to preserve your reputation. I tell you straight up, and you know exactly where I'm coming from, I could give a rip less about what somebody thinks about me. I'm more concerned what Jesus is. Amen.
Amen.
My relationship with God is more important. Amen. Because you can never be good enough for people.
Amen.
You can never be good enough for people. You walk right and they're going to lie on you anyhow. Amen. You can just hang that up right now. You're not called to impress anybody else but God. He said, when you get to the point, when you really want to get to the point to where you pull on grace and on mercy, you got to get past the point that you want. Amen. Say, listen, before you only. Same say, before God only.
Before God,
I've sinned.
I've sinned.
Hallelujah. Somebody say thank God for that. So when you get to that, point, because some of you think we don't sin if nobody found us out, we didn't sin. It's not a sin until you caught. Amen. Hallelujah. But as long as nobody knows, it's not sin. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Before, against the only have I sinned and done this evil. Somebody said evil.
Evil.
In thy sight. Now listen, but it says real quick. I like this verse right here. Here's the antidote. I think we pushed in the other side too much. We need to get around to the good. Amen?
Amen.
It says, listen. Behold, thou desire truth in the inward part. This is how you pull on the grace of God. Somebody say, amen? You better know the truth on the inside. Amen? And in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. So say truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you or set you free.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. How many of you want to be free?
Amen.
How many of you want to be free?
Amen.
See, many times we want truth on the outside. We want to read this book. We want to read that book. We want to hear everybody else's opinion. We want to hear Oprah. Oprah don't work. We want to hear Sister Cleo. Amen. Sister Cleo don't work. We want to hear Brother Tilton. Amen. Brother Tilton don't work. Then we try Pastor Ron. We want to try all these outward things and everybody else's opinion, and the best opinion is the one you agree with for the time. Amen. We can fish through all these opinions. Amen. But I tell you what, truth is on the inside. Amen. On the inside, amen. God will put a truth on the inside of you, and you need to learn to receive that truth on the inside of you, amen. It said, listen, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He'll tell you which way to go. Sin is basically walking down the wrong path. If you continue to walk down the wrong path, the wages of sin is death. But God will give you wisdom, amen. He'll give you truth on the inside and say, turn over here. This is the way to go, amen. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say whiter than snow. If you just ask God, guess what? He'll make you whiter than snow. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody say whiter than snow. Mercy that makes us whiter than snow. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Hallelujah.
The Lord's loving kindnesses will never fade away, and His compassion indeed will never cease. They are new every morning. They are new every day. For great is thy faithfulness.
Says this, why boast thyself in the mischief of my almighty men? The goodness of the Lord endureth forever. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The last words of one of the greatest prophets in this geographic area, mighty man of God, apostle of the move of faith, probably in this area, was Brother Osteen. And when Brother Osteen, the last words that Brother Osteen said out of his mouth before he died was, "The mercy of the Lord endures forever." Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say thank God.
Thank God.
Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Why is that so important to know the mercy of the Lord endures forever? I tell you what, we're all these people and got out there and done some wild stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. Mercy can put it back together again.
Amen.
Somebody say thank God.
Thank God.
For mercy.
For mercy.
That endures
forever.
Forever.
You hold on to that mercy. You hold on to God's mercy. Hold on to that mercy. That's the only thing that's going to get you to, that's the only thing that's going to cause you to make it. Amen? Because you'll get so caught up in pride. You'll get so caught up in all your ways and all your other stuff and all your actions and stuff. Amen. But you just hold on to the hand of God and on to the mercy of God. Amen. Say, God loves me more than the devil hates me. Amen. Hallelujah. The love of God is greater than my weakness. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise.
God's mercy, hallelujah, it'll hold on to you and you're going to make it.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You say, thank you, Father.
Say it right now in the Holy
Name. Mabarasheke mahanda. Only His mercy will bring back the Spirit and the anointing in your life. Hallelujah. Only His mercy. Only His mercy. Amen. Only His mercy. Amen. Only His mercy will bring back the things you lost. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Only His mercy. Amen. It said, look, for many things you can be forgiven, but grievance, you know what? But I tell you what, blasphemy over the Holy Ghost will never be forgiven. Amen. You better pray for mercy. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Pray for mercy. Pray for the mercy of God. Amen. Pray for the mercy of God. Amen. The grace of God, the anointing of God on your life. Pray for mercy. I tell you what, it's only mercy that's going to save our nation. We've had all that we could get almost. Only mercy is going to do it. Amen. Only mercy is going to do it. We've had more preachers than any nation on the face of this earth. More prophets, more healing, and more people. I mean, we've had more than Jerusalem. Glory to God. Only mercy is going to turn it around. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and seek my face and fall on their knees and pray, then I'll hear from heaven and I'll heal their land. Amen.
Yes,
he didn't want to hear how great you are. Amen. He just wants you to say mercy. Only mercy would have saved Sodom and Gomorrah. Glory to God. Only mercy is going to turn it around. He could come tomorrow, but mercy will save your seed. Longer than my mercy will turn hopeless situations around. Hallelujah. Many of us are crying about what we don't have, what we think we need, and all this other stuff. Amen. You know what you, amen. God knows what you need. Glory to God. You better thank God you didn't get it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You pray for mercy and watch what the Lord does in your life. Pray for the mercy of God. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Humble yourself and thank God for His grace, for His mercy and His power. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. 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 We give you praise. We give you glory. I pray right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Is Benita all right tonight? Hallelujah. Let's just pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You just keep that in your spirit. Amen. You just pray for the mercy of God and watch what God does. Amen. Amen. You pray for mercy. It'll bring it back. Glory to God. It'll restore that joy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I have faith,
I have faith
in the mercy,
in the mercy
of God.
Of God.
There's a scripture in the Bible. I was going to read it. It said, I have trusted in thy mercy.
Amen.
I have trusted in thy mercy, O God. Hallelujah. You can put your trust in God's mercy. Well, Brother Jesse, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I'll play some background music for you.
Thank you, Lord. Well, it's offering time. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So just prepare, listen to God is what He would have you to do. How many of you enjoyed the message on the mercy of God?
Did you enjoy it, Brother Jesse?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The first step to the mercy of God flowing in your life is realizing that no matter what you do, how good you are, that we all depend on His mercy. Why would His mercy be new every morning? Because we need His mercy every day. Every day we get up, we need it. We need it to make it through the day. But if you want God's mercy on your life, guess what? We need to be merciful towards each other. We got to realize that same mercy that God gives to us to mess up, when that other person messes up things for me, God has mercy to that person. I thought it was so interesting that David said, "I had sinned against you only." Well, he had just had an affair with Bathsheba and murdered her husband, but he realized that on the mercy of God, he depended solely on God for that sin to go away, for God to make things right. And we want to hold other people to things so many times rather than just let God's love and mercy cover it and wash it away. So meditate on this. This is a wonderful message. I think if we could get this in our lives, this revelation, a lot of things would be better than they have been. Isn't that good? If you've got that ready, just lift it up. Thank you, Father. Lord, I thank you, Father, for this offering, Lord. I thank you that your blessing is on it, and your anointing is on it, and your mercy is on it, that no matter what it is, it will be more than enough for us to do everything that you've called us to do in this ministry. I thank you for blessing and prospering everybody in here, Father, so that they will have enough to give, not only to this work, but to every good work. And every work that you put on their heart to give to, they will have more than enough that they don't even have to worry about it, Father. Lord, we call those things back, and we call complete restoration in every area the devil has tried to steal and has stolen. We call those things back into manifestation. We catch you, you thief, and we command you to bring it all back in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for complete restoration. Even the money we wasted in sin, Father, and foolishness, I thank you that your mercy brings that back. Those of us that may have been in the world and wasted it on drugs or alcohol, your mercy brings that money back in Jesus' name. Everything that thief has stolen, we call it back in Jesus' name. The years where the cankerworm has eaten and stolen away at us, we call it all back in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we call every bill paid, every need met in Jesus' name. And we just call the prosperity over our lives, Lord. And we thank you for it and give you all the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, bring your tithes and your offerings. There's offering envelopes if you need them. Amen. Thank you, Father.
We're going to have wonderful services this Friday night at 8 o'clock. Amen. Tomorrow night, we believe there's Ruthie and Jay. Amen. Tomorrow night, and Ruthie Dearman is going to be here tomorrow night. I believe it's at 8 o'clock, right? 7:30 or 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock. We'll do that. We'll be saved. Amen. If not, amen. Y'all try to make it out to that. But tomorrow night's class at 8 o'clock. 7 o'clock. Amen. Friday night at 8 o'clock, we're going to be here for a Holy Ghost meeting. Sunday morning, we'll be here at 11 o'clock for Sunday morning worship service. Amen. Did y'all enjoy being with us tonight? We enjoy being with y'all. Y'all be blessed. Have a good cup of coffee before you go so we get to have some time of fellowship with you. Put on some good songs. Amen. Y'all be blessed. Love you, Terry. Amen. CD out of my office, that lady. I might have to walk fast. I'll get that.